Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Army has today joined the search for missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin, who was last seen in Bridgetown Lahey over a week ago. The HSE has been challenged over its failure to honour a commitment made in 2015 that no patient would be waiting longer than 18 months for an outpatient appointment at Letterkenny University Hospital. There are genuine fears that someone will be injured in what's been described as a serious hazard on Sweet Nelly's Beach in Greencastle. And a formal twinning arrangement between Letterkenny and the German town of Rudolstadt has officially been signed today. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information regarding missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin. The Army has today joined in the search for the missing 33-year-old, a native of Northern Ireland, now living in Bridgetown, Lahey. Miss O'Loughlin was last seen just over a week ago in the vicinity of Bridgetown. Superintendent Colm Nevin, who is leading the search, has issued this appeal.
She's been missing from the Bridgetown area in Lahey, County Donegal, for the last week. And she was last seen walking in the Bridgetown area at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of September 2018, which is yesterday week. She's 5'5" in height. She's slim-billed with brown auburn shoulder-length hair. And she was wearing a red top with grey tracksuit bottoms and distinctive pink-coloured runners. I'm appealing to all residents and farmers in the Bridgetown, Lahey, Ballintrae, Mullinasole areas to search their outhouses, their sheds and any unoccupied buildings. And I'm also appealing to any bed and breakfast hotel owners in County Donegal and Sligo Leitrim. Did Rhonda O'Loughlin check into your premises between the 23rd of September 2018 and yesterday the 30th? We're very anxious that you will maybe check your records and see if you have any record of any person Rhonda's description checking into your premises.
There have been extensive searches over the course of the past week.
We have been searching since last Tuesday, and we've got great assistance from the locals, and we've got assistance from the civil defence, and our own Garda Dog unit have been involved, and today we have got assistance from the army in searching between the N15, which is the main Ballyshannon Donegal town road, back up as far as Bridgetown. And if I can just give you the telephone number for Ballyshannon Garda Station, it's 071 98 585 30.
There are calls for more investment from central government for Letterkenny University Hospital, as it has emerged the HSE failed to honour a commitment made in 2015 that no patient would be waiting longer than 18 months for an outpatient appointment at the hospital. Latest figures published by the National Treatment Purchase Fund revealed over 2,000 people are still waiting at least a year and a half for an outpatient appointment at the hospital. Member of the Regional Health Forum, Councillor Gerry Crawford, says a complete overhaul of the current system is needed.
Well, as you know, this is a subject that's widely debated and it's widely publicised. The numbers of people who are waiting and waiting excessive times, and indeed over 18 months. And the response that I got was somewhat disappointing, because the commitment that they gave in a previous reply in 2015, that by the end of June that year, that there would be nobody waiting any longer than 18 months. We now find that there's over 4,280 people waiting over 18 months, and to me, that's a failure of the system they're operating.
But when you challenged them then recently, they haven't admitted that this is a failure?
No. I think at this stage I have to say that, you know, that I want to express my gratitude for the staff in Letterkenny and how hard they work and how dedicated they are under very trying conditions. But when I asked them, would they, the HSE, acknowledge that whatever system they're employing isn't working, they just would go only so far as to say that they're challenged. So if they aren't succeeding and it's getting worse, they are challenged, but the system's not working. So to my eyes, that's a failure. But saying that, like, the hospital needs more support, it needs more government support. There's 19 or 20 beds there that need to be opened up.
A shortage of housing may damage the economy, according to a new pre-budget report. The advice given to all TDs and senators also warns the government needs to be wary of public sector pay increases. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
There's a number of threats to the economy that have to be prepared for in next week's budget, according to the new Parliamentary Budget Office. It's issued a commentary to all TDs and senators. It warns about domestic threats like the limited housing market, labour shortages in the IT, financial and construction sectors, and the potential overheating of the economy. International threats are also considered, like a hard Brexit, changing tax regimes abroad and rising oil prices. The report warns the government to be wary over increases in public sector pay, a week after Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue announced pay restoration for 60,000 new entrants. Policies of the past that promoted a boom-bust economic cycle can't be repeated, according to the report. It says the budget should be as close to balanced as possible, calls on the government not to spend all the money that they could under EU rules, and that the tax base should be broadened to protect against shocks to the economy. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
There are genuine fears that someone will be injured in what's been described as a serious hazard on Sweetenelly's beach in Greencastle. It's been reported that a hole about 4 foot deep has emerged near the shore in recent weeks. However, it's understood to be well concealed with water, giving the illusion that it is quite shallow. The issue has been highlighted to Donegal County Council, and it says it will continue to monitor the situation. While acknowledging the council's efforts, concerned resident Enda Craig says it's simply not good enough.
I felt I had done my bit. I had given it to the authorities to look at it, and I left it and I forgot about it. A fortnight later, which was actually only on Friday, I was actually down again doing photography, walked out the beach, and the water was in at this stage, and I was walking in about 6 inches of water. When my red setter bitch, who was galloping across the water in front of me, suddenly disappeared in front of my very eyes. I was actually within 3 to 4 meters of the hole, and I didn't actually know it at the time. My bitch disappeared, but she had the ability to swim out of it. Now, at that stage, I just suddenly, it really came home to me in a big way. This is absolutely, seriously dangerous. And I totally disagree with Donegal County Council that this should not be highlighted. So I decided I will send it to the media and at least try and get some word out somewhere. I mean, all they've got to do is send down a JCB, and within 20 minutes, they can fill in that hole and level the whole thing off. But it's, in a sense, it's actually gambling with the possibility that nobody's going to walk into it, because I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a dangerous situation.
The German ambassador to Ireland was in Donegal today for the signing of a formal twinning arrangement between Letterkenny and the German town of Rudolstadt. The document was signed by Donegal County Council Cathaoirleach Seamus O'Donnell and Rudolstadt's Mayor Jörg Reichel. Letterkenny man Carol Curran now lives in Rudolstadt, and it was he who first put forward the idea of a twinning, introducing Mayor Reichel to the then mayor of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. He says the similarities between the two towns make this a very good fit.
I'm originally from Letterkenny, from Hawthorne Heights. I've been out in Germany since 2010. Yeah, I had the privilege of, let's say, bringing the two mayors together. A good relationship developed, and that led to what we have today.
In terms of the twinning agreement, I mean, you are perfectly placed. You know both areas. You can see the potential benefits for both areas. You believe this is a relationship that will work?
Sure. Especially in the areas of tourism and education. Donegal is not a difficult place to sell. It's the most beautiful corner of the world, and the experience that the German delegation has had over the past few days is they've been blown away by the Donegal hospitality and landscape. And similarly on the other side, Rudolstadt is located in a beautiful part of Germany, the Green Heart of Germany. It's a very idyllic and romantic town with cobbled streets and timber frame buildings. So a tourism connection between the two will work well. We're going to be visiting schools in the region. Our aim is to set up student exchanges for 2019, and I think that's a great opportunity for young people in both regions to travel to another area, experience another culture, and learn a new language.
The Latvian embassy has offered its condolences to the families of three men who died in a fishing tragedy in County Kerry yesterday. The size of the boat and poor weather conditions are being examined as factors that could have led to the fatalities off Kunana Harbour. The Coast Guard stepped down its operation earlier and said they won't be searching for the missing boat at this stage. John Draper, Divisional Controller with the Coast Guard, says yesterday's conditions were not favourable for the type of boat the men went out in.
Local knowledge would say that the vessel was 14 foot, quite a small vessel, and low to the water with a large-ish engine on the vessel. So conditions were swell up to 2 metres, and the wind was force 4 from the north-northwest. There was a chop in the water as well. So with a boat that's low to the water like that and swell conditions like that weren't really favourable for fishing yesterday.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning that while burglary statistics are down in the county, the imminent dark evenings bring a heightened risk of criminal activity. Home and business owners are being urged to increase their level of security where appropriate and to remain on alert over the coming winter months. Gardaí are also reminding residents, if they haven't signed up to their local tax alert scheme, to do so as soon as possible. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says it's important to be proactive at this time of year.
We don't like to read too much into figures because they can be turned around basically on a 24-hour period if you have these mobile crime gangs moving into the county, which they do in every other part of the country, and there's no reason to think that we wouldn't be part of that. So we would be just appealing to people to get involved again in your community alert and neighbourhood watch at this time of the year to establish contact with your older neighbours and people who may be vulnerable and living alone, just checking on them and that. It's important that people in the county are aware that there are 4 Garda stations open on a 24/7 basis to take your call. Call centres, for want of a better word, that's Buncrana, Letterkenny, Milford and Ballyshannon. And you should familiarise yourself with that number and also know that if in cases of emergency, 999 or on a mobile phone, 112.
Have winters past here in the county seen any trends in terms of specific criminal activity? Is there anything that residents and indeed business owners can watch out for?
Yeah, good question. We would have had the phenomenon last year of the rural commercial premises, the filling stations, shops, post offices being targeted by a very mobile gang that come into the country literally to do this type of crime, because the reconnaissance, the casing of the places has already been done by other people and they know exactly how to go about it. They have capability around disarming electronic alarms, CCTV and all that. So we would be saying to people, look, you need to be vigilant for this.
Serious concern has been raised over a lack of social housing projects underway in rural Donegal. Donegal County Council has stated that 2 applications currently have Part 8 approval in Glenties, while there's 1 at the same stage in Inishowen. One house was also constructed in the Letterkenny area in 2016, with the local authority saying that it will continue to consider applications. Councillor Martin McDermott says this is further proof that people are being pushed out of rural Donegal into more urban areas.
People are being driven out of rural Ireland. People that's looking for social houses have to go to the towns to get those social houses, which is taking the people out of rural Ireland. You know, we're all talking about our post offices network, our school network, our community centres, our football clubs. They're all, numbers are dropping and all those things, and they will keep dropping unless we take a serious look at what we're doing, let it be at social house level or whatever, to make people and give people the opportunity to stay in rural Ireland.
They have said that a number of applications are at an advanced stage. Obviously, you're saying that they're not moving quick enough, that one should have been built long ago.
Yeah, like, I mean, I know of SA House applications that has come into the council back as far as 2014, and those applications still haven't went to Part 8 planning, so that's 4 years. So, I don't think that either Donegal County Council or the department are taking it seriously, and I really don't think that they have any interest whatsoever in building social houses in rural Ireland, because they don't have any interest in keeping rural Ireland alive. And it's plain to see, and it doesn't matter what statistics we pick up, what things we look at, it all moves to one thing, and that's to drive people out of rural Ireland into the towns and villages. And if we keep doing that within the next number of years, I'll be standing here having a conversation with you about our schools closing and our community centres closing and everything else. us, and it's up to us now to make sure that the council pushes this forward. But from the top down, we are being pushed, and we are being told that they don't really want to do that, and I think that's detrimental for rural Ireland, and something really, really needs to change in relation to that.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news of soccer, and Ireland women's under-19s have suffered an injury blow ahead of the UEFA Women's Championship qualifying round, with the news that Donegal woman Amy Boyle-Carr will miss three games due to injury. The Sion Swifts midfielder has been replaced by Galway's Aoife Thompson for the matches against Lithuania, the Faroe Islands and the Ukraine. Amy came into the camp carrying an injury. She had a fitness test before the travel to Lithuania, and it's very disappointing that she wasn't able to travel. Ireland under 19 head coach Dave McConnell revealed earlier today. Ireland start against Lithuania tomorrow, kicks off at 4 o'clock. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho believes his job is not in jeopardy, and he still has the support of the players. He's under mounting pressure following successive defeats to Derby County and West Ham. Mourinho says despite rumours of fallouts with some of his players, he knows they're still trying their best to win matches.
You can be laughing and be the saddest person in the world, and you can be with a very sad face, and you can be a fantastic actor, and inside of you are very happy. I think that some care more than others.
Crystal Palace will hope to extend their unbeaten Premier League run to three matches when they go to Bournemouth tonight. Their opponents were on the wrong end of a 4-0 thumping by Burnley in their last top flight game. Kickoff at the Velta Stadium tonight is at 8 o'clock. In motorsport, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley won the modified section of the Irish Tarmac Championship at the weekend, and that was despite retiring with mechanical problems on the opening day of the Cork Rally. It left John Bonner poised to take the title only for engine problems late on the second day, forcing his escort out and handing the title to Eaves, who repeated his 2017 championship a success. Frank Kelly and Michael Cody were the winners off the two-wheel drive category, but fourth place in that rally in Cork was enough for J.R. McDade, another Donegal driver, to take maximum points and move into the runners-up spot in the championship. There was also a good performance by Brian Brogan and Damien McGilligan, who finished in second position overall in Cork in their Mark II Escort. In Gaelic Games, the semi-final pairings for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship were confirmed following the quarter-final ties, which were played over the weekend. On Saturday, October 6th, Niamh Connell and Glenn Swilly will face off in a repeat of the 2014 semi-final. Thrown at McCool Park is at 7 o'clock. On Sunday the 7th at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, McCools, who are in the semi-finals for the first time since 2004, take on All-County League Division 1 champions Gwydor. That one gets underway at 4:30. Donegal Championship winning player and manager with St Union's Brendan Kilcoyne feels Gwydor are favourites.
Gwydor have so much talent all over the pitch, and you know, of course, to have that under 21 team that won the Ulster Championship there a couple of years ago, that are really beginning to mature into top players at this stage. And you mix that with the experience of Eamon and Neil McGee and Orr McNeilis, then you have Orr McFadden Furry, Niall Freel is coming up, is capable of going up the field and scoring goals. You know, to put 88-13 against any team is a phenomenal score. Now, I suppose you don't look at, you know, the fact that Bundoran scored 3-12, and albeit that the game was kind of over early on, they'll not be too happy about that, because you know Gaelic have prided themselves on their defensive displays all year, and they have been very good defensively. We'd say against Glenties they conceded only 6 or 7 points, against St Junius they only conceded 9 or 10 points. So you know, while their scoring return was great at the weekend, they'll need to be tighter against a McCool's team that do have the ability to get scores, you know, and their surprise victory over St Michael's. You know, it was great to see Marty Riley stepping up to the plate, really, and leading the team out. And then you had a couple of younger players, Farah, you know, you have Oisin Gallan and Luke Gavigan, and then you have Aaron Kelly and these guys, Kieran Gallagher, you know. So they have players that are capable of getting the scores, and it's a fantastic achievement for McCools to get to a semi-final this year. But, you know, you just look at the power and the pace and the strength that Gaelic have all over the field, and you just have to fancy that Gaelic will come through this and qualify for the county final this year.
And you can hear more from Brendan Kilcoyne on that game and indeed on the Niamh Connell Glen Swally match. We're going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. You can, of course, recap all the action from the weekend there as well. Ulster Schools under 14.5, Lochinure first group game result today at Force and Unions College of Letterkenny. They played out a draw with Parisians High School from Carrickmacross in Garvahy. It finished up 3-14 apiece in that game today. Brendan O'Hagan, Oisin McGrenra and Leon Boyce stepped up with the goals for St Unions in that game. And in golf, Rory McIlroy is backing Patrick Harrington to captain the European team at Wuthering Straits in 2020. McIlroy says Harrington, who was a vice-captain at the weekend in Paris, would be ideally suited to an American venue, having won on US soil in the past. Harrington has previously made no secret of his desire to captain the side in 2 years' time. More from the Highland Sports Desk tomorrow morning after the 8 News, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Almost €56,500 has been allocated to youth projects in Donegal. Letterkenny Youth Information Centre, the Youth Development Scheme, the DEC Youth Development Project, the Daybreak Programme and the Youth Outreach Project are all to benefit from a share of the funding allocated by the Department of Children and Youth Affairs. In welcoming the funding, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher praised the groups for their voluntary work throughout the county. And finally, news, a violin teacher has been found not guilty at Derry Crown Court on 8 charges of behaving in an inappropriate sexual manner towards 4 primary school girls in 2 local primary schools. Following 1.5 hours of deliberations on the 6th day of the trial, the 7-woman and 5-man jury unanimously found Brian Berrigan not guilty of committing the offences between August 2011 and May 2014. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The 4 complainants had alleged that the defendant had at times touched them inappropriately and told them to do the spits during violin classes. Mr. Bergen, a 60-year-old father of 3 from Brook Hill in the Coolmore area of the city, had described the allegations as fabrications. He had denied prosecution claims that he'd committed the offences for his personal sexual gratification. Mr. Bergen, who was employed as a music teacher by the Western Education and Library Board for the last 30 years, was suspended from his post 4 years ago after the allegations were made. In his evidence to the jury, he repeated, "It did not happen, it did not happen." Mr. Bergen was accompanied by his wife during the 6-day-long trial. He showed no emotion, as the jury foreman informed Judge Philip Bovington of the verdict. Members of the 4 complainants' families, several of whom had given evidence during the trial, were in the public gallery to hear the not guilty verdicts. Judge Bovington told the jurors that such cases were very difficult.
For weather now, cloudy with freshening westerly winds and rain moving in this evening. Mild, cloudy and breezy overnight with rain and drizzle and some mist patches also. Lowest temperatures between 9 and 11 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information regarding missing woman Rhonda O'Loughlin. The Army has today joined in the search for the missing 33-year-old, a native of Northern Ireland, now living in Bridgetown, Lahey. Miss O'Loughlin was last seen just over a week ago in the vicinity of Bridgetown. There are calls for more investment from central government for Letterkenny University Hospital as it has emerged the HSE failed to honour a commitment made in 2015 that no patient would be waiting longer than 18 months for an outpatient appointment at the hospital. Latest figures published by the National Treatment Purchase Fund revealed over 2,000 people are still waiting at least a year and a half for an outpatient appointment at the hospital. Gardaí and Donegal are warning that while burglary statistics are down in the county, the imminent dark evenings bring a heightened risk of criminal activity. Home and business owners are being urged to increase their level of security where appropriate and to remain on alert over the coming winter months. And the German ambassador to Ireland was in Donegal today for the signing of a formal twinning arrangement between Letterkenny and the German town of Rudolstadt. The document was signed by Donegal County Council Cathaoirleach Seamus O'Donnell and Rudolstadt's Mayor Jörg Reichel. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 1st of October. The death has taken place of Katie Falls, 6 Terrater Road, Park, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. funeral from there at 20 past 10 on Wednesday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Mrs. Evelyn Malcolm, née Gibson, 13, Castlegrove, Raphoe, formerly of Ahigalt, Drumkeen. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for service at Raphoe Presbyterian Church at 3:30. Burial afterwards in the family plot at Convoy Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Medical 3 Ward Patients Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. The death has taken place of Eddie Doherty, 3, Flaxfields Convoy, formerly of Letcher Brick, Clohan, Lifford. Funeral prayers at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, with removal at 7 o'clock to Letterbrick Church, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock and afterwards to Fintown Cemetery for burial in the family plot. The death has occurred of Leslie Winters, Letchermeca Ward. His remains will repose at Midland's Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 6:30 to Letchermeca Ward Church for 7 o'clock, where he'll repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Claire McGee, Rushfield Road, Carrigans. Her remains are reposing at her nephew Brian Taylor's home, Dunmore, Carrigans. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Delia Bonner, Ireland's Burton Port. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment in Belcridge Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Margaret Kelly, née Farron, late of Gortinaran, Cooldaff. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Aughaclay. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.